Narrow is the way that leads to life. Those who find it are few. If you love father or mother, son or daughter, more than Christ, you are not worthy of Christ. And yet not even a cup of cold water, an act as small as that, will be forgotten. Both things are true at the same time. Jesus offers us some very challenging words, and then offers us words of consolation, lest we become discouraged by our own weakness. God remembers evil down to the third and fourth generation, but he remembers his kindness down to the thousandth generation towards those who love him. God remembers your sin until your next confession, but he always remembers that he has chosen you as his son and daughter, that he has made you in his own image. He remembers the good that you do forever. And the good that we do is cumulative. We store up treasure in heaven. Even, say, if you fall into mortal sin, your relationship with God is broken, but as soon as you are forgiven, the sin is forgotten, and the good work that you had done previously doesn't just go away. It's kind of like, I was never much of a gamer. My dad never let us have video games, but I did enjoy me some Mario Kart now and then with my cousins or friends in college. And so, you know, you're driving along in Bowser's Castle and you fall off the bridge, you're in the mining one, whatever. And what happens when you wreck your car and you fall into the abyss? Do you have to get a new car and start over at the beginning of the race? No, you have the little cloud guy that carries you back and puts you back on the track. As I'm sure that the developers were very aware of, they were really seeking to create this analogy for the spiritual life, that when we have this relationship with God that we develop over many years, sure, you can fall off the track, but that doesn't undo all of the good that we do. But on the other hand, Jesus tells us to take up our cross, to follow him. And in Luke's gospel, he actually adds the word daily to that, to take up your cross daily. And so there is the need to set ourselves, set our face toward heaven and toward Jerusalem once more every day, to continue on the track. And the longer something continues in the wrong direction, the harder it is to correct course. So while our sins, on the other hand, Jesus challenges us to be totally detached from the things of this world. That while our sins are forgotten by God, we still live with the consequences of our sin as well. And even when we become attached to good things, above all, human relationships are the greatest goods God has given us or other people on this earth. But even those human relationships, if you love father or mother, son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me, he says. And so we see in this the need for penance in this life and for purgatory in the next, to purify our love, our earthly loves, so that there is nothing that would separate our love of earthly things from God, that nothing that would get in the way of our relationship with God and being wholly open to his will and his love for us and trust in him and his love. And so if we are to serve others as God, as if they were from God, as the sons and daughters of God that we are, as God would have us serve them, then we must first learn to see as God sees. But when we see the goodness of others, that they are a prophet, they are sent by God in a certain sense, or they are a righteous man, the goodness of God dwells within them, then our charity towards them, even a small act of charity, will be greatly pleasing to God. And the greatness is not judged by the external actions. On our own, we are unable to please God. But with the merits of Jesus, with the help of Mary and the saints, even the smallest things can be greatly pleasing to him. And as we celebrate this week the 99th anniversary of our parish, Bishop Kemi was here for the 9 o'clock Mass. As we celebrate 99 years and prepare for 100, that Mario Kart principle also applies to the parish, right? That all of the good of this parish is cumulative. We are heirs to a royal inheritance by our baptism, to a heavenly inheritance, but we are also heirs to all that has been built in this parish over the many years of people praying here, getting baptized and married, celebrating their funerals here, the life that has been lived here. We have many saints in heaven interceding for us, saints who will never have a feast day, but who nonetheless shared our lives in these pews and are interceding for us now from heaven. And so those 99 years are something to celebrate and a call to take up the mantle, to take up the work of Christ, even the cross, every day. And as we do so, we can do so with trust that our Heavenly Father will never forget a single good deed that we do, but that he remembers in his love all of the good that we do and looks on us with fondness.